We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think the head coach's schedule for what he has set up this training camp is phenomenal, and I'm in love with it. You know, it's not just a day-by-day thing. I think, you know, sometimes you can look at, oh, they're only on the field for a buck 15. Well, we have, you know, 30-some-odd days. You know, you don't see the walkthroughs and the hours of meetings that these guys go through and the film study and the film session. So our guys will be ready to go with this schedule, and I actually think they'll be more ready to go this year.
There you go. More ready to go, Ike.
Yes.
Man,
how did they ever play football back in the day with all those hours of studying and walkthroughs and two-a-days on top of it and actual physical contact and practice? Man, how did they ever play the game? How did they make it to week one?
You tell me.
Oh.
Listen, this shouldn't just be football. We should only have to do 53 minutes a day, Jack. Why should we have to do 4 hours, sometimes more?
I try to explain that to Rod. Less hours we're on air, the better numbers we'll
get. Think about how good we'd be in 2 hours as opposed to four.
If we were off every Wednesday.
Yes. Well, maybe if I'm still doing this in my 60s, that's something I'll be demanding.
70s.
Yes, yes. Well, yeah, at this point, yeah.
So. Dude, you know they had to be so heated down there. Everybody going crazy about the time of practice.
Yep. Yep. Stopwatches are out, Ike. Let's do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody's getting asked about
yes.
it.
Yes.
You're being
yes.
soft. You're talking
yes.
about it.
Yes. Yep.
I love it. Well, even B. West, what he called it. B. West called it. He's like, old school guys like me and Ike. You're an old school guy now, Ike.
Yeah. I know it. every time I watch a practice, I'm like, oh my goodness, yeah,
yeah. I wish we could have been doing this, but
yeah, I could have played five more years if this.
You could have.
And I do like that part about it. In all seriousness, and I mentioned this last week, that's the fan in me speaking. From me just wanting my team to be the best that they can be, but ultimately, this should extend the livelihood and the lifespan of NFL players. It should. Now, hopefully we'll see that show up in the numbers. I know for so long the career average was like 3.5 years. The quarterbacks may push that career average up a little more because back then most quarterbacks are playing, 12 years?
Right.
13 years. I mean, Tom Brady has every quarterback wanting to play 20 years. You think it's because they love football? No, it's because you can make $50 million a year doing this.
Yeah, I mean, they
and you barely
get
touched. So if I was a quarterback, I'd want to play till I was 40-plus years old. I wouldn't be thinking about retiring.
Russell Wilson's going to play into his 40s. Drew Brees plays into his 40s.
Yes!
Tom Brady's playing until he's 45.
Yes!
Pat Mahomes is going to play as long as he wants to.
Man, this type of money?
Yeah, because and these guys take care of themselves. Ben Roethlisberger going to take care of himself so he couldn't play. He by the time he hit his late 30s, he was cooked.
It was done.
Yeah.
And he played to what? 37?
And he still was productive late. I mean, when Joe Montana, his last year, I mean, he had barely had anything left. And man, I mean, he was still throwing the ball around or whatever, but the guys didn't play deep into their 30s like they do now.
It's designed, and I'm okay with it, it's designed for quarterbacks to play much longer, and the great ones will be around 15-plus years. They just will. That's how long quarterback careers. That's why you say a quarterback at 28, 29, is he getting older? What? He has another decade left to play.
Now, 34, yes. 33, 34, you're not even old as a quarterback. You're still very much in your prime.
Yes. Just think about that. Brady would have had two careers. If he retired at 33, 34, he's still playing 10, 12 years later.
He's had two careers.
Yes.
Two full careers.
How long did Favre play? Favre played, what, 13, I think? 12?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quarterback, you get to make all the money and have longer careers. Like.
Man, listen, God bless him. God bless him. But that's what it is, though. I mean, hell, receivers are making $25, $30 million a year now. We never thought we'd see that.
Yep.
It's there.
All right, we'll get back to the phones, but tomorrow at 6 p.m. is the Major League Baseball trade deadline. But trades are happening today. Jack Fritz is in the breaking news booth. Jack, do we have some news?
We do, and an update on an important Philly. But first, the Yankees have traded for Frankie Montas and Lou Trevino from the A's. Montas was probably the best starter left in the market, so the Phillies did not pull a trigger there. And Trey Mancini goes from the Orioles to the Astros. Now, on the Phillies front, Bryce Harper had the pins removed from his thumb. The Phillies consider the fracture to be healed. Harper will continue his rehab and start a hitting progression soon.
So we have maybe a couple weeks?
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly better than, yeah, the thumb isn't really healing and we're going to leave the pins in for another couple weeks. Awesome.
Yeah, so Bryce is on his way back.
Very good.
I'm excited to see his tour through the minor leagues, like what the ballparks are going to be like. I mean, Redding's going to be on fire. Lehigh Valley's going to be on fire.
So how long do you think this will take?
Probably a month.
Okay. 2 weeks more of getting ready and then two-week rehab, Jack, something like that?
Yeah, I would think that sounds about right.
It would make sense.
All right. So it's not like he's ahead of schedule. It's about where we assume he'd be at.
I mean, yeah, we're in August
late
already.
Early September, yep.
Yeah, all right. Let's get back to the phones here, Ike. We'll talk to Chris in Pensauk. And Christopher, how are you, buddy? What's up?
How are you guys doing?
Good, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Jonathan Gannon, if you're still listening, Saturday I was watching the Bills because I don't have a lice. Full contact scrimmage, Josh Allen getting in a fight with the linebacker right in his face, and we're down there drinking cappuccino.
It was. By the way, Chris, it was a defensive lineman. He's 6 foot six, 330 pounds.
Yeah, you see him?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know, man. Something doesn't look right. My dad always told me, hey, remember when you were little, your parents always said, if it doesn't look right or you're not in the right place, leave immediately. This is what this is looking like to me now. I mean, you got 58-minute practices. You got no contact. They're saying they're not even going to do contact. You got an offensive coordinator. They zipped in San Diego. There's nothing but bad things said about him out here. We didn't know he was calling the plays until mid-year last year, until this year. We got a kid that says he's putting it. Let me tell you, man, he could be the mayor of Philadelphia. I'd vote for him in a heartbeat. Don't know if he can throw the ball 30 yards down the field and hit a receiver on the run.
Right.
I don't see any of that. He got on there. You just heard him. You interviewed him. Oh, we've been grinding every day. Saw Tom House out in California. Nothing's changed, man. Nothing's changed. And then you got Rager. Can we just ask the kid to leave? Maybe not even to be mean. Maybe he can just catch on to another team because he seems like a nice kid. He's on Twitter again taking shots at John Clark today. Then he deletes him. Then you got Sanders acting like he's Walter Payton. Oh, I'm not a second teamer. Dude, you didn't score a touchdown all year in 17 games. That's not even done in high school, man.
Yeah.
What's going on down there? Oh, and Mike, how about your favorite part of the team? 58 minutes, so how do you get in special teams work?
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you. I'm with you on that, Chris.
This is insane, man.
Yeah.
This is like you giving Isaiah your brand-new acker, and you say, oh, go ahead, go take it down Wildwood for the weekend. You're not doing that.
No, hell no.
This is, man, I'm not even concerned. This is stupidity beyond belief, and they better show up. They're talking all this yap, yap, yap. This is great. This is the best. That's the best. I want return on my investment, man. I want to see dubs, and I want to see that kid throw a ball. We got a $25 million wide receiver, and when he can't throw it 30 yards down the middle of the field, that's not a concern for anybody?
Well, and you know what, Chris? And Miles Sanders talked about, and by the way, A.J. Brown came out and walked it back and said, hey, listen, you know, like that's on paper and everything else. But Miles Sanders came out and talked about this being an all-star team. Like, and the offense coming out and not looking great.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
too.
So did I until right now.
Yeah, Miles is probably not happy with the media right now. He took that and ran with it.
He was mad. We made something out of that. Like, yeah, we did. You said you're an all-star team. Yes, we did. We took that. We have the dream team.
I forgot about that. Yes, I forgot about that.
It had Jack, we said it at the time. It had a dream team feel to it when he said that.
Yeah, and poor Miles, you know, he's probably, what, in high school when the
yeah,
dream
he
team,
has no idea.
He has no idea.
Here,
he
it's
has
like
no
any
idea.
Time that that's mentioned, it's automatic dream team.
Yeah. Oh, it was cringe. Like, no, don't say that, Miles.
Hell, he may have been. That was over 10 years ago, so hell, he may have been freshman in high school, eighth grade. That was 11
he's
years.
He's 25,
ago. It's 2011.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he was following the Eagles as closely maybe as he is right now.
Right.
But, I mean, and that's why I do think that there's a certain level of concern here with the Eagles offense based on what was thought to be with this team. Mm-hmm. You added A.J. Brown. You have the second year of Devontae Smith. You have Dallas Goedert, who everybody thinks is the top five tight end. Let's actually see it. You have a rotation of backs. And even with Miles Sanders, people still want to say about Miles Sanders that, like, the talent's there. It's just a matter of putting it together, right? Like, people still, like, we've seen him do it. He just hasn't done it for a long enough period of time, and he can't stay healthy. But then when you come out and you're the defense is winning in the first week of these mm-hmm. practices, it's not what you were looking for when you're going into training camp with all the talking and the signing and what the fans were thinking and the Josh Allen jump and everything else. You at least wanted to come out and be like, man, the offense looks better.
Yeah.
And you haven't seen that at all.
Yeah. You certainly would have wanted to see more explosive plays down the field. Again, not sure exactly why that's not happening. And it could be good coverage. It could be Jalen doesn't want to pull the cord on the ball and let it go and give his guy a shot to make a play. Or he doesn't see it and he's checking things down, right? You know, I didn't see him escape the pocket a ton today. And maybe that has something to do with what
Stick
he's able
to
see. Yeah, I mean – he's behind that line of scrimmage. Those guys are huge. He has to be able to have a throwing window where he can see his guys open unless he's throwing with anticipation and expecting him to be at a certain place. I don't know if he's that far along in his development as a passer where he can just make blind throws expecting a player to be in a certain area and throw with anticipation. I do notice that maybe he's trying to work on his staying in the pocket and throwing the ball, and maybe that's lending to more checkdowns.
Well, it's a great point, and it's maybe something that if we believe that they're trying to get him to stay more in the pocket and hang there, wait for the open guy, that he's going to go through some growing pains with that.
Yeah.
Because that's not what he did last year. What he did last year was he would just kind of like, all right, let me go get 10, 11, 12 yards and get a first down. And like, you worry that that's really what his instinct is to do, and that's what he wants to do, and he's trying to stay back there. But at what point did he just say no? Like, I felt like Michael Vick, when Mike was his poison was how athletic he was, because he could get yards anytime he wanted to running the football.
Yep.
But he also he never, I don't know if he before Andy, if he ever really learned to stay back there and deliver the football to everybody.
No, I mean, it was his crutch. His legs were his crutch. It was easier until he kept getting injured. Then he was a little more reluctant to do it. But he was one who always embraced his running ability.
And didn't want to go down, didn't want to go out of bounds, and he got injuries with it.
He got afraid to slide.
Remember they brought in Terry Pendleton to try to teach him the slide?
Yep.
And he still couldn't or wouldn't do it?
I think that was a mental block.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Rios. Rios in North Philly. Rios, how you doing, buddy? What up? Rios,
come on, hard charger.
Hard charger.
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Hey, check this out, man. Look, I'm a Johnny, welcome back. You know what I mean?
Thanks, Ike, brother.
You already know what time it is.
College
you
boy.
Mean?
Yep.
It's a concern, but like how I am at this point, we know he got the keys right now, so it's his team to lose. So in my head, it's just like, look, man, we just gonna have to wait. Start when it's seen game one, but I am concerned, but what I really have an issue with, maybe it's just me, y'all just tell me, I don't know, but it's the coaches, and I don't know what it is, but I watched Goodfellas the other day again, and Nick Sirianni reminds me of the kid who was giving ice to Joe Pesci that he shot in the foot, and
Spider,
and, Spider, and Jonathan Gannon reminds me of the guy who Robert De Niro got mad of because after they got the money from the bank, he go and buy his wife a meat coat. Jonathan Gannon reminds me of that guy. He had like an Italian afro or something.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, man. Like it's. It, I don't. For some reason, I have no confidence in these guys because to me, it's up to them. Like, look, get these guys right. As well as, okay, I get it with all the workout and can't hit like that. But look, man, what's the saying? Repetition is the mother of learning and the father of action. So just like Kobe Bryant, they talk about Kobe Bryant was already in practice before practice. Well, like, man, get some reps. Y'all got to be running and doing something out there instead of acting like an officer in the United States Army who reads a book and think he knows all about the damn terrain, but he wasn't even out there in the terrain. So we got to get ourselves damn acclimated to the terrain on that field, to the feeling of just catching the ball while somebody's guarding you, to touching the other linemen where it's like, okay, this is the areas where we're going to damn be pushing each other, whatever it is, since they can't hit. Because at the end of the day, it just seems just too much where we like trying to be cute. And ain't nothing funny about being a Philadelphia fan, bro. Ain't nothing cute about being a Philadelphia fan because at the end of the day, I'm not saying you got to be all hard, but it's about business, man. It's time for business, and business starts now, man. I mean, what y'all think? Am I just too much of a—
You're old school,
Rios. I got to disagree with you. There are some cute Philadelphia Eagle fans out there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No, but being a Philadelphia fan is not fun. I agree with that. Most of the time, it's not.
We don't say there ain't nothing fun about being a Philadelphia Eagles fan, nothing cute about
that, being. Put that on a billboard, on the sign in the town.
Right next to No One Likes Us and We Don't Care.
It's right there.
It's an absolute
we like not being happy and watching sports.
Oh, it's
the only
better.
Thing we enjoy.
Yeah, it feels normal.
It does. By the way, Kristen Penzalkin mentioned Jalen Reagor in his yes. performance on Twitter today. Let me just pull
it. Boy.
Yeah, how'd that go?
So John Clark tweets out, and we saw John down there today.
Oh, man.
Hard to miss him.
Yeah, I said hi. He kind of shot me a little bit of a...
What?
Wow. Well, no, I mean, not listen.
You big time?
No. But okay. We've kind of made fun of him on the air about some stuff, just in good fun. Right, Jack?
Yeah, it's all... Everything's in good fun on this show.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying. Wasn't a warm greeting.
I mean, who had a worse shoe choice today down at the at NovaCare? Was the camera and the shower sandals, or was it John Clark and the Skechers?
I didn't see his shoes, but I would just say Joe DeCamera.
That's a tough choice, but the Joe DeCamera with the damn with the puppies out. Yeah,
it was embarrassing. I mean, like.
Yeah, seriously.
You make fun of me with the water ice. I mean, this guy's yeah. going full puppies at the at NovaCare.
And thank you for bringing that up. Joe DeCamera, don't ever wear open toe flip flops to football practice again. Man.
So he's wearing flip flops or
yes.
what?
I don't know.
Or Jack, you called them all terrain like sandals?
No,
they were flip flops. Yes.
They were flip flops.
Yes, yes, no doubt they were shower
shoes.
And
like, I don't know, like, dude, I'm telling you, his feet looked like they were fresh out of a bath. Like they were all wrinkly. It was gross.
I'm sure they were.
Took a bath and came
dude,
to practice.
You, he definitely took a bath.
Were they pasty
practice.
And white like yeah. they've never seen sunshine?
Oh man!
And they were like pruny.
See, here's the thing with Joe, and I tell this to you all the time.
The hell is pruny?
There's very little. But like, I mean, when
well, I know he's wrinkled, is what he's
yeah,
saying, right?
wrinkled. Yes. Like the feet were all wrinkled, like
yes.
he was just soaking
like
in a bath.
In the water.
Yes.
Yeah. We know what that's like.
But there's nothing you could say to me that would surprise me about Joe DeCamera. Like, he would never think that maybe wearing shower
yeah,
shoes
like,
to
yeah,
a...
Like, yeah, bro. You
can't, especially when you have nasty-ass feet.
Man, hold on, man. Like, dude, you're down there to work, man. Why are you showing up? No socks on and shower shoes on. Like you're on vacation.
What do you think the reasoning or the thinking was behind it, Jack?
That we talk about on the air?
Is that it? He's just thirsty?
Yeah. See, I mean, it makes no sense.
See, I would say there's a 0% chance of that happening. He
God.
Just doesn't, you know, he
Man,
just doesn't know any better.
I was shocked.
All right, anyway, so John Clark tweets out,
yes.
Jalen Reagor with a drop and several times once again getting out-muscled and out-maneuvered for a ball with a DB deflecting it.
Wow. That's it a was, lot of description there.
It's a pretty strong tweet. It's one thing to say he dropped the ball, but more or less he's questioning his manhood.
Yeah, he could have left it at just a drop. He went through a whole... read that again.
Jalen Reagor with a drop and several times, once again, oh, he opinioned. several times, once again, getting out-muscled and out-maneuvered for a ball with a DB deflecting it. So he dropped the ball, and then several times, once again, he got out-muscled.
Wow.
That's strong. Good job, strong, John Clark.
Strong.
Well, Rager, who we know is active on Twitter.
Oh, man, sees everything.
He saw it. Bro, y'all got to stop this cap-ass bleep.
Huh?
He retweeted it, then deleted it. I'm sure Bob Lang or somebody saw it. He deleted
it
immediately.
Yeah, somebody said that wasn't a good idea.
So he said, y'all got to stop. And he said, y'all.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking this is just kind of going off of Miles with the running with the second team as well.
Another shot at Elliott.
Right. You got to stop this cap bleep. So you explain to me what that meant.
Well, cap means like you're fake.
You're making stuff up.
Making something up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Real.
Well, there you go.
That's cap.
But
yeah, it's how the kids talk to me.
So
yeah,
like you know
kids,
this because you have teenagers.
Today.
It's cap, Dad. Yeah.
Oh man, so
the Pop Warner group, I was accosted, man.
We had the Pop Warner group, which they always the Eagles do such a good job of bringing youth football out there to watch the practices, and Jalen is often having catches with them after practice. But mm-hmm. these couple of kids, man, they were relentless on Ike, relentless pit bull, as Nick Sirianni would say. With calling him rich, how much money do you have? Yeah. Are you in the Hall of Fame?
Why is he not playing?
Yeah,
sign my arm.
Anymore.
No, but they thought you were. They don't realize that. Like, yeah, they thought you were still
it
playing.
Ends at some point.
Right.
Yeah, and no, the one kid was like, "Why you quit?"
pointed question.
Ike, you quitter.
Were you ever grilled as much in your playing career as you were today by those kids?
Yeah, that's happened to me before, man. It's normally kids that do it. Yeah,
right.
Kids don't. They got questions they want answered, and they just shoot them at you rapid fire.
Yep. And they have a picture that says that this is guy Ike Reese, and
right.
he's a football Eagle player, and sign it. And they have a million questions for you.
Yeah, they don't know that meant 20 years ago he played. They just like
you were an NFL player. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Oh, and you introduced me to Shane Steichen, who was much taller than he's a tall dude.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of those guys down there look pretty much alike. Shane, Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah.
They're all tall and wiry and
yep.
Yeah. Shane came over, we talked some ball.
Yeah.
Coach Steichen.
Really looks like Dax Shepard, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does.
He does.
Stoutland commanded the room.
Oh, you and Stoutland were over there.
Yeah, Coach Stoutland, he always gets me. You know, he's a he never coached me, but he's coached for coaches that has coached me, and he coached at Michigan State. So
he came over, Spartan dog.
Yeah, yeah, he knows he gets me going with that.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, he gets me going now. Coach Dowlin, and Coach Dowlin is one of the few coaches that has been here for a long time.
Oh, yeah,
so
now
I've gotten to know him over the years. He's been here since.
He's a Chip hire, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was Chip's first time. Was that Chip's first offensive line coach?
Yep.
Wow.
I believe so.
Man,
you know,
that
was the whole Alabama connection.
Right.
Remember they brought in Ed Manowitz, or what was his name?
Manowitz, yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
What's Manowitz doing
I don't
these
know
days?
What the hell he's doing
he's
now.
He's been like junior college. SID's something.
What was his title? Was he like the
he was like director of
Yeah, he was director of
football
something.
Operations
yeah.
or something like that.
Yeah. I remember that. Yep.
Very short lived Ed Manowitz.
Was he the one that replaced Tom Gamble?
I think you're right.
No.
I thought he replaced Gamble, and that was
well. He no.
Remember
he,
that was that whole thing. Yeah, that wasn't him.
No, but that was Gamble. Gamble wasn't Chip, was he?
I think he was still here that last year.
Okay,
Chip's first year.
Manowitz replaced Howie essentially. He was just a
right.
He came
he
in to
he
be.
Was, he wasn't really named the GM, but that's what he was sort of doing. No, I think you're right.
He was vice president of player personnel. He came in, had no business getting that title. He came in, he was Chip's handpicked guy to more or less be his right-hand man.
Yep.
All right, let's go to, but Rob, you know what? We'll get you first on the other side. 215-592-9494. Top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz. Jack, what do you got today?
Did you miss it last week?
Well, I heard you were insulting to some people last week.
Well, listen, they can rip millennials. I don't understand why they can't handle it back.
So you're making fun of our core demo on the air?
Yeah. Rod's still not over it.
Yeah, no, I know. That's how I found out about it. 215-592-9494. Top 5 at 5 with Jack. I'm sure that's going to be great. We'll get back to your phone calls as well. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, if you're sick and tired of that constant pain in your knees or your hips or your back, especially this time of year, right? Like, you want to be outside being active, doing stuff, and it's tough. Well, let me tell you about the team at QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics is helping people right here every day, giving them lasting pain relief using the latest advances in regenerative medicine. The science is simple. They concentrate your own body's healing agents and apply them to your aching joints. They're restoring and repairing your damaged tissue. No drugs, no steroids, no surgery. The old remedies are the old remedies, right? Like, these, this is what athletes are doing these days. The cortisone shots, all right, but like, doing what QC Kinetics, and they're the nation's leader in doing it. Restoring damaged tissue, repairing damaged tissue. No drugs, no steroids, no surgery. Need to learn more about how it works for you. They can change your life. Make this the last summer you suffer from chronic pain. They've got clinics here and all over the country. This exciting new natural way to deal with joint pain, and it has no side effects and no downtime. Call them today, QC Kinetics, for a free consultation. 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics. 215-999-3000.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.